Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. And I always say this. I know where I am. I know who's here. I know the event that this precedes. I know why you've come. I know the grandeur of what lies just over the edge of the hill. All of these things are known, for God is not in a vacuum. And for those who are not used to this, which is what we would call channeling, we say yet again, it is something that humans have done since the beginning. And that even this day, the highest of spiritual beings on the planet associated with all of the organized religions count on this for their information. And they may call it different things, and it may be in different chambers, and it may be private, and it may be even secret. But they count on it. They even give it names, like the Holy Spirit. And there is no objection. For we say this, and we say it again in a profound way, blessed is the human being who searches for God in any fashion at all. Lately, we've been talking about Gaia and the profound relationship that humanity has with that entity. More than an entity, Gaia is a system of support. A system of support that responds to your vibration. Now, I've not indicated to my partner anything I'm going to say today. Sometimes I give him hints, and not this time. But he knows what I've said. Are you aware that you sit in the most gentle of Earth's history? That it took 4 billion years to cook this dinner. And approximately 100,000 years ago, we were done cooking it. And when you look at a 4 billion year old tapestry, and the cooks at work, 100,000 years is very, very short. And yet in that space of time, humanity has rested in the cauldron of a gentle planet compared to what it was. It's done. And it's not a mystery, and it's not an accident that all of humanity comes now. You look over the canyon, it's peaceful, isn't it? You sit in this area, and you hear the wind through the trees and the bowls that are made from the elements of Earth, singing to you in this fashion now. You can feel the relationship, can you not, to this gentle earth? This is Gaia's gift to humanity. That even in its most powerful gyrations, it is slow. It warns you what's coming. The water cycle comes and goes and lets you know it's here, so you can move out of the way. Why am I telling you all this? Because I want to point out again what we have said one time before, which to us is actually comical, is that this is the reality that you posture yourself in. And even the scientists do it, and they don't know it. The geologists
are detectives. And what they do is to try to analyze Gaia. They try to figure out what happened. And you have heard them say that there is controversy of how long the canyon has actually even been there. Even those who speak of it to you today are careful to posture their words and say, the theory is, and that ought to tell you something, they don't know. And if you corner them in a room, they won't agree. And there's a reason. And the geologists aren't really talking. Is it doesn't make sense. A lot of it simply does not make sense. They posture it in their reality of a gentle earth. And so therefore they explain that everything that is, that you look upon, and the grandeur that is yours to see happened very slowly through different gyrations of the planet, but basically you have a small amount of water making a very big canyon. And yet they have told you that this area has been up to 7,000 feet lower several times. And yet they tell you this area was even underwater. Did they tell you that the ocean that you call the Pacific used to be right over there? Not now. Now, they know better than to think that this happened over a long, long period of time in a very gentle way, and yet this is still their bias. For it wasn't gentle. You're used to very, very small earthquakes. But I would like to tell you that if you could have been here and watched from a distance, not on the ground, mind you, you would have seen the profundity of profundities. Something that no one speaks of, no one knows, no one has figured out. Let me ask you something. When you look at the hard chiseling of the rocks of a canyon this size, doesn't it just shout that a large quantity of water under tremendous pressure went through here? And it did. Now, this is going to be a tough one to prove until there begin to be some studies of the different kinds of pressure of water in erosion on rocks. And we speak now not of time and a river under a semi-state of consistency, but of water pressure studies. Did you know that in the old days, miners used water hoses to mine with? Under tremendous pressure, they blasted away, and the ores showed in the strata of the rocks. And when they stopped the hoses, it looked a whole lot like the canyon. And so I'm going to give it to you again. When you have upheavals of this nature, you assume that they were gradual and over time, and they were not. When the earth slips 500 to 600 feet, 100 meters at a time, when you can see that various mountain shapes and slabs sticking up, looks like they went up fast. They did. Nothing like you have today. Entire oceans came and went. And let me tell you what the canyon is the result of. It is the movement of tremendous amounts of water all at once under tremendous pressure. The drainings of seas from one place to another. Did they tell you that when the altitude of this area shifted greatly, that the water ran the other direction? Well, that's going to mess up all of their sediment studies, isn't it? For the assumption is it only goes one way. The bias is it's a gentle earth and it takes a long time. Well, it wasn't gentle and it didn't take a long time. And when I give you the amount of time, yet again, there's laughter. Anyone listening to this who knows geology, there's laughter. And any science who says that's just crazy. If you have an ocean under pressure, what happens? Let me ask you this. Have you studied Niagara Falls? Are you aware of how it has moved in only 200 years? Cutting a channel of tremendous width and depth, eating into solid rock? That's only 200 years. Why is that? It's because of a lot of water. And that's just water under gravity. I'm speaking of water under pressure. Pressure of a gravitational pull from one altitude to another, not a gentle canyon floor. Falling perhaps 1,000 feet in several miles. A literal sea going from one direction to another, and then back again. And that's what cut this canyon in less than 500 years. And you can look at it with different eyes as you go out and take a look again. And it's going to start to make sense to you, and I'll tell you why. Go and listen to Innate as you gaze upon this wonder that you saw happen. Validate it yourself. Look at it carefully. See how the waters would have done something like that. Tremendous pressure. Tremendous amounts of water. A literal sea going in one direction and back again as the altitudes change. Does it surprise you? Perhaps this will be the lineage of Kryon, the foolishness of the Grand Canyon explanation. Until something happens, and they find the truth. Geology continues to speak. And the controversy, even as it is now, continues to speak, for there are those who say it is 17 million years old, not 6, based upon the uranium deposits and the discovery of carbon dating. They don't know. Look upon it differently, with different eyes. Now, why do I tell you this? And here's why. You make assumptions about what is it that causes things, how long they take. You make assumptions. Based upon your reality, you decide things for yourself. And so I'm going to ask you these questions now. Whose reality is it? Who told you what you cannot and can do in this lifetime? Is it a reality based upon what you've seen? Then you'll never believe it. For this shift has only been 21 years. And before that, the state of consciousness of this planet was the same for thousands. And that's the reality that you see, and that's the one you remember. It's in your Akash. And so now suddenly we're telling you that cellular shift is possible. We tell you that you can go inside and live a long time. We tell you that there are things being evolving around you. That will change everything you can do. You can co-create yourself into a mastery. That only the masters who walk this planet could do. I know who's here. I know what you're trying to heal. And you've got a bias that says it cannot be done. Because you can't really see your way out of that situation where the reality says no. Because of everything that has taken place or hasn't taken place. When we talk about creating a situation where in the middle of a recession, you can create abundance, who would believe it? Well, there are those here who've done it. They haven't done it because they were financially clever. They've done it because they go to their knees. And in that state, when they speak to their higher self, they start to move the things around them synchronistically for themselves and others, and everything they touch helps somebody else. Can you heal yourself? Listen to the wind, because it's talking to you. Listen to Gaia, for it's saying, you don't know what happened here. A canyon created in less than 500 years when everyone else said it took a million. How is it inside you? What is it you can do in the fraction of time that those who've said would take years? What is it you've told you can't do? What is it you're trying to create? Is it that you've decided you can't create? Human being, I know who's here. I know the ones who've given up. I know the ones who've said, well, it's okay as it is. I know who's here. You're going to go from this place and you're going to again look at the grandness of a mystery and a wink from spirit that wants to smile at you and say, take a look at what nobody thought could ever be possible. Because they've got the size of the influence wrong. Not a river, a sea, an ocean. What is it you have inside you? A seed faith? I'll tell you what it is. It's a portal that can open up and an ocean comes forward of energy that can chisel out all that is not proper in your life and create a synchronicity for you to do things that no one said you could do. And that is the message of Kryon. It always has been. And always will be. I know who's here. The end of something is coming and you know it and you're worried about it. I know who's here. Stop it. Don't you think you can create another one? Are you a victim or are you the creator? Take a look at the canyon with new eyes. Chuckle to yourself. Wink back at Gaia. But the secret will eventually be discovered. But you already knew it, didn't you? Look at the grandness of it. Look at the hard chiseling of the fire hose of nature that put this together in a very short amount of time. Oh, you should have seen it. But then again, you did. And so it is.